Next is a class from the Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Lila, Volume 8, Chapter 21, Text 1 through 10, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on January 3, 1967, in New York.
Agatheka Gatininatva Hinata Vikasadakam Sri Chaitanyam लिखामि अश्च वाधुज्यै सज्ज सीकरम् अवत्येक गतिं नत्वा
The author of this Chaitanya Charitamrita is offering his respectful obeisances unto Lord Chaitanya. So, he says, Agate ka gating natva. Agate, persons who are fallen, who have no hope for reaching the supreme destination, for them, Lord Chaitanya is the only hope. This age, it is stated in authoritative scriptures. In this age, the people are unfortunate. Of course, they are very much proud of advancing. From spiritual point of view, the people of this age, Kali Yuga, they are unfortunate. Their description is given in the Srimad Bhagavatam, second chapter, first canto. That the people are short living, their duration of life is very short, and they are very slow in the matter of spiritual realization. The human form of life is specially meant for spiritual realization, but they have forgotten that aim of life. They are very much serious about maintaining about the necessities of this body, which is not. And if somebody is interested to have some taste of spiritual realization, they are misdirected. Prayena alpaya ayusha kalau asmin yuge jana manda sumanna matayo manda bhagya. And they are unfortunate, upadvrita, and always disturbed by so many things. So this is the position of the present-day population. And the author of Chaitanya Charitamrita, he says that Lord Chaitanya is the only hope for these people. Why? Because spiritual realization is not an ordinary subject matter. But he has given us this shortcut. He's so kind to the people of the world that simply he has introduced this Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, by simple chanting of this transcendental vibration. The people of this age will make exact progress in the matter of spiritual realization. Therefore, this reference is here, agati ekagati. Those who are hopeless about their spiritual realization, Lord Chaitanya is the only one hope. So, hinata dikashatakam Sri Chaitanya Likhama. So I am just offering my respect to Lord Sri Chaitanya. I am trying to describe about his transcendental activities and instructions and philosophy. Now, Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Advaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhaktavinoda. This is the process of offering respect to Lord Chaitanya. What is that? Lord Chaitanya is always presented with five transcendental entourage. He is himself present and he is expansion, Nityananda, and his incarnation, Advaita, and his internal potency, Gadadhar, and his external or marginal potency, Shiva. So, Panchatattatmakam Krishna, he is Krishna, but he is present in this age with his five associates, Panchatattatmakam Krishna, Bhakta Rupa Sarupakam. But although he is Krishna, he presents himself as a devotee of Krishna, Bhakta Rupa Sarupakam. Bhaktyavataram, Bhaktyakhyam, and incarnation of devotee, Advaita, and Bhaktyakhyam. These five associates are always with Krishna Chaitanya. So to offer Krishna Chaitanya means to offer with his associates, Sagosti. This is the cause. Now, Krishna's about the position of Krishna, what is Krishna, he has already described. The first proposition is sambandha. Sambandha means we have to understand our relationship with Krishna. Just like if we want to some relationship with a friend, then we must know about him, what he is. So we are going to be Krishna conscious. So we must know what is Krishna. So Krishna, about Krishna he has described shortly, that he is personally like this, his incarnations are like this, and there are so many incarnations, and he is existing in this way. He manifests himself in this material world in this way. As far as possible, he has given description about Krishna. Now, about Krishna's abode. Krishna means not only Krishna. Nama, dhama, guna, lila, parikar, vaishishta. Krishna means Krishna himself, his name, his place, nama, dhama, his quality, then his entourage, then his pastime. All these things Krishna means. Because we are not impersonal. Simply understanding Brahma, we are satisfied. The impersonal is satisfied simply understanding that he is Brahma. But the Vaishnava, they are not satisfied simply by knowing Brahma. In the Bhagavad Gita, it is said, Brahma Bhuta. Brahma Bhuta means he is already Brahma, but he forgot himself. He thought himself that I am matter. That is illusion. So every living entity, by constitutional position, is Brahma. But his forgetfulness, he thinks that I am something of this matter. So Brahma Bhuta, when one becomes spiritually realized that he is not anything of this material world, he is spirit soul, Brahma-bhuta. This is called Brahma-bhuta. So long he does not understand that he is spiritual entity, he is jiva-bhuta. That is called jiva-bhuta. And when he understands that he is nothing of this material world, he belongs to the spiritual world, and his position is spiritual identity. That is called Brahma-bhuta stage. That is described in Bhagavad Gita. Brahma-bhuta prasanna-atma. Prasanna-atma means he becomes immediately enlightened. I don't belong to this. Why I am identifying myself with these all miseries of material world? I belong to the part and parcel of the Supreme Satchidananda Vigraha, eternal, blissful knowledge. So he becomes prasanna. Prasanna means joyful, spiritually enlightened. So this is the first stage of Brahma realization. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says that this Brahma realization, people take so much undertaking of austerity, penance, and but by chanting Hare Krishna, he says, Cheta Darpanam Arjanam. At once one becomes cleansed of the dust accumulated on the mind. Because everything is misconception. I am thinking matter, actually I am not. This is misconception. So by chanting Hare Krishna, the first installment of benefit is that one becomes Brahma Buddha. At once becomes Brahma Buddha. And Prasannātmā. Prasannātmā, Brahma Bhūta, next stage is Prasannātmā. Ātmā becomes England. I am not this man. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the same thing he says, Cita Darpana Marjanam Bhava Mahadabhagni Nidvapanam. This Bhava Mahadabhagni, this world is compared with forest fire. It is going on. The fire is going on. So far, a realized soul, the fire is at once extinguished. One is realized soul that he is not this matter. The fire of this material existence at once extinguished. So, Lord Chaitanya gave us this opportunity and the author of Chaitanya Charitamrita, he is saying that agati ekam gati. Those who have fallen, for them Lord Chaitanya is the only home. Sattva sarupe dham parabham dhame prithak prithak vaikuntha nahika gana. Now, Lord Chaitanya describes about the kingdom of God, or the spiritual sky. He says, he has already explained to you about different kinds of expansion, prabhav, vaibhav, vilas, prakash. You may remember it. So there are innumerable expansions. Ekav bahushyam. The one Supreme Lord has become so many. The same example, his original candle, and from that candle he can expand millions and millions candles. Similarly, the original personality of Godhead is Sri Krishna, and he has expanded in so many ways. Now Lord Chaitanya says, all the expanded plenary manifestation of Krishna has got a separate abode. Each and every one of them has got a separate abode. Sarva ruper dham parabhame thame. And where they are? That is in the parabhom. Parabhom means, bom means sky. And para means transcendental, beyond the sky. This sky is called material sky. And beyond this there is parabhom, spiritual sky. We have no information. The material scientists, they have no information. What information they have got? They cannot reach even the moon planet. What to speak of other? It is far, far away. Whatever we can see, the sky, just like spot, and that is the covering of this universe. And if you can penetrate that covering, that space is also many, many times longer than this outer space, then you will find the spiritual sky. That is not possible for any material scientist to find out where the spiritual sky is. But you can understand from authoritative scriptures and from authorities like Lord Chaitanya. He says that for each of the expansions of Sri Krishna, there is a separate planet into the spiritual sky. Prithak prithak Vaikuntha Nahika Ganam. Prithak prithak. Each of them have got a separate Vaikuntha planet, but how many planets are there, nobody can count. Nahika Tar Ganam. Now, some estimates, the Lord says, Sata Sahasra Ajud Lokha Koti Jojan Akak Vaikunthe Vistar Varna. There is no question of whiteness or impersonalism. He says that all those Vaikuntha planets are so big that some of them hundreds of millions and millions of miles around. Akak Vaikuntha Vistar Varna. Vistar means very much expanded. Sab Vaikuntha Vyapak Ananda Chinmay Parishal Saricharya Purna Savakar. And each and every Vaikuntha planet, there are living entities. Not that they are vacant. But all of them are Ananda. They are all made of Sachidananda Vigraha. Eternity and bliss and full of knowledge. The land is also eternal, blissful and full of knowledge. The inhabitants are also eternal, blissful and full of knowledge. And the presiding deity, expanse of Krishna, Narayan, he is also eternal, blissful and full of knowledge. This is called Absolute. Here, in the material world, we have got difference. I am spirit, soul, but there is difference between me and my body. There is difference between me and this material world. But there, everything is spiritual, therefore there is no difference. The impersonalists, they cannot understand. Because everything is spiritual, they think that there is no variegatedness. But from this description of Chaitanya Charitamrita and other scriptures like Srimad Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita, we can understand that the spiritual sky is exactly like this, but that is spiritual and this is material. Ananta Vaikuntha Akak Deshe Jar Se Parabrahmen Kiva Ganaya Vistar. Now, so far as the spiritual sky is concerned, there are innumerable Vaikuntha planets and nobody can measure how great those Vaikuntha planets are. Therefore, how great that space of spiritual sky is, nobody can calculate. Ananta Vaikuntha Parabrahm Jar Dalasrene Sarvapari Krishna Loke Kurnika Argani. Now, all these planets, just like in a stem there are so many branches and flowers, take it for granted, it is something like that. And the topmost flower, just like if you take a rose flower, there are so many leaves, and on the topmost there is the nice flower. So, the topmost planet in the spiritual sky, that is called Krishna Loka, Karmika. That is just like, the shape of the Krishna Loka is just like a lotus flower. Hey mata sari sajja sthane avatar, brahma siv anto napaya jeev kon cha. The Lord says, then what these ordinary living entities with teeny brain, they can calculate about Lord's opulence. These are opulences. And the Buddha said, no. He says, Brahma seed, Brahma. Brahma is considered to be the head of the living entity. And Shiva, Lord Shiva, he is also considered very high grade, demigod. The Lord Chaitanya says that even Brahma and Shiv cannot calculate. And what to speak of this ordinary human being? They cannot understand. It's not possible. Eimata sarisajya, nobody can calculate the six opulences of Krishna. We have discussed the six opulences. And the wealth, riches, and strength, and fame, and knowledge, and beauty, and renunciation. Nobody can calculate. So he is giving a quotation from Srimad Bhagavatam. Ko vetti bhuman bhagavan paratman yogesharot yogesharoti bhagavatasti lokyam kava kathang va kuti va kadeti vistarayan kri rasi yogamaya. He bhuman, oh the great, oh the supreme personality of Godhead, oh the super soul, oh the master of the mysticism. How you are acting tribhuvane, tribhuvane within these three worlds. Three worlds means that materially there is lower planet and middle planet and upper planet. This is three worlds. So how we are acting within these three worlds, and how you are utilizing your internal potency, yogamaya, extending yourself in so many expansions, plenary expansions, who can understand you? Nobody can understand you. You may say, if nobody can understand, what is the use of discussing such things? That is the qualification of the devotee. In spite of their inability to understand the supremacy, the expansion, the extension of the Supreme Lord, still, by discussing about the Supreme Lord, hearing and chanting, they take transcendental pleasure. It is not that anybody can understand Krishna, but still, it is a transcendental pleasure to try to understand. Not that we shall be able to understand Krishna fully. It is not in our power. But still, bodhantam parasparam tushanti cha ramanti cha. Mahatma, those are great souls in their society, in the spiritual society of Krishna consciousness, by discussing about Krishna as in terms of the Vedic literature and authority literature, they enjoy transcendental. This is transcendental pleasure.